Again. Submit.
All set?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Welcome again to everyone. Here we are already at our functional design meeting, and this is what we are going to do. The opening, which we are doing now. And a special note, I'm project manager, but on the meetings I'm also the secretary, which means I will make minutes, as I did of the previous meeting, and I'll also put these as fast as possible in the project folder, so you can see them, review what we have discussed. If I'm right, there are three presentations. I guess each one of you has prepared one.
Yes.
Good. And we will also take a look at new project requirements, if you haven't heard about them yet. And then, of course, we have to take a decision on the remote control functions. And we have some more time, 40 minutes. I think we will need it. I don't know who wants to go first with his presentation.
I'll go first. Okay, I'll go first.
You can go first. Okay.
Shall I go first with the users?
Everybody already has his presentation, so you can adjust them.
Okay. And one question, your name Danny, is it with a
AEA.
AEA. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I want to explain the working design of the remote control. It's possibly very handy if you want to design one of those. Well, it basically works as I wrote down in this little summary. When you press a button, that's when you do, for example, when you want to turn up the volume, a little connection is made. The rubber button just presses on the on a little print plate, which makes a connection that gives the chips. Which is mounted beneath those that plastic of a rubber button, sense that the connection has been made, and knows what button you press. For example, the volume up or volume down button. The chip makes a Morse code like signal, which then is signaled to several transistors. Which makes which sends the signal to a little LED. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that makes the infrared light signal, which is sent to the television set, which has a sensor in it to sense the signal of the infrared. That's basically how it works. The findings that I found. Searching up some detailed information about the remote controls, are that they are very easy to produce. This piece is possible to make them in mass production because it is as easy as printing a page. Just a fiberglass plate is covered with some coatings and chips. Technology is already available. We don't have to find out how remote controls have to work or how to make some chips that are possible to transmit those signals. I made a little explanation about how remote control works.
Animation.
There is something doing it.
Yeah, it's a little bug. It's in the smart board.
Well, subcomponent. I suppose that you understand what subcomponent. This is for in this example, it's the button. When it's pressed down, the switch is switched on. So with the wire is sent to the chip in cooperation with the battery, of course, because to make a signal possible, you have to have some sort of electronic after it's being composed by the chip, the signal is transported to the infrared bulb, and from there it signals a Morse code-like signal to the bulb in the television set. I wrote down some personal preferences about the remote control. Of course, it is very handy if the remote control is handheld, so you don't have to wire it up or something. Or just it's very light to use it. I personally prefer that it would come available in the various colors and easy to use buttons, but I suppose that the one of the other team members. And it is possible for several designs and easy to use buttons, perhaps soft touch, touch screen buttons, because the rubber buttons are always they can be slightly damaged, so the numbers on the buttons are not possible to read anymore. And well, as I said before, we can make several designs.
Okay.
Well, that's my contribution to this meeting then.
Okay, thank you.
This
can I go next?
Yep. Please.
Well, my name is Nick Jong, and I looked at the technical functions design of the remote. I did this by looking at examples of other remote controls, of how they look, and information from the web that I found. Well, what I found was that the actual use of remote control is to send messages to the television set, how you to describe this thing. And this can be all sorts of messages turned on, turned off, change the channel, or just throw in the kind of thing, play video, turn text, but also play CD if you use your CD player, the remote control. Some examples of remote controls. You can see they are very different. The one has got all the functions that you could possibly need in a lot of buttons, etc. And the other is more user-friendly, these big buttons, and not all the stuff you can do with it, but the essential stuff is there. Well, I guess you could better, you should look at a user-centered approach, customers have to use them, and if they don't think it's usable, they're going to buy it. A lot of buttons they may think from, I don't need as much as that. Personal preferences is a simple remote with the basic functions that you can need, you could use. But keep in mind the new functions of TV, what we discussed earlier, split screen, and is that a function that you should have because all the TVs will have them, or because of only a few and then I would make sure that you can put, use it on more than one appliance. If you have one that does with the video, it could also work with the stereo, because play is play and stop, and that's good. But you could reuse the buttons so that you don't have to a lot of buttons for anything. And it should be user-friendly, clear buttons, and not too much.
Thank you.
You must still have to open.
Thank you. because we just discussed the functional requirements of the remote. That that means that functions usually want to have on the remote control, or just the method I prefer is we're going to look which section of the users we are going to focus on a lot more. Are the younger people going to buy a remote control or the elderly people? And then that section we're going to focus and adjust the remote more to that section than the whole user section. Okay. So data. Younger people from 16 to 30, 45 years are more interested in a few features like LCD screens, speech recognition, etc. And we possess about 2/3 of the market from in that range of age. The elderly people from 45 years to 65 years are not that much interested in features, and we possess less than 2/3, that's 2/5 of the market share in that area. Findings. 50% of the users use our remote often, so we don't have to make it very small, like a mobile phone or something, but somewhat bigger than small, so you don't lose that much anymore. 75% of the users also find it ugly, and 75% of the users said a lot, so the buttons should be that small, or shouldn't be that complex, because you have to search for the buttons, which one you don't use. Important issues about remote. I think it would be better with personal reference, but remote control have to have a low power usage, because 75% of the users only step one time an hour, so the power usage is also one time an hour, so with a high power usage we would use a lot of batteries. The volume button and the channel buttons are the two most important buttons on the remote control, so those have to be found very easily and have to be somewhat like bigger, etc. It has also be have to find easily when the label is gone. My colleague also noted that the label should be scratched off or could be off the slate. So if that's the problem, we also have to find it easily. On the look. Buttons, like my other colleague said, have to be minimalized or should be covered. Or in the LCD screen. The LCD screen is easy because you have the LCD screen, you have the various options, put one option and then you have all the buttons of that option. So the other options will be gone and you don't see the buttons. So LCD screen should be easy, but an LCD screen, the problem with the LCD screen is that elderly people from 45 to 65 years don't use the LCD screen a lot. So we have to keep that in mind, that if you're going to implement LCD screen, you don't have to make it that hard to learn or to use.
LCD screen as in touchscreen?
Yeah, touchscreen, yeah. The last but not least, younger people are more critical about features, because they use the remote control often, more often, and are more technical than the older people. And the older people spend more money and easily on the remote control. So we have to keep in mind to focus not a lot, not that much on the younger people, but also somewhat on the elderly people. And on my personal references, I don't have any more time to comment that, but like I said, LCD screen is easily to use because we have can implement a lot of buttons in one remote with not that much buttons. And it should be easy to use, especially the volume buttons, the channel buttons, and the number buttons to set to the channels. And that is it.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you all. Huh? I don't know, did everyone receive an email with the new project requirements?
No. Yes, I did not.
No.
And then I think it's a good thing that I make a separate slide of them so we can all bring them along to this presentation. Should be.
Well, I can tell you them from my laptop. Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet. So that's the first thing I think we should pay less attention to teletext. The remote control should only be used for the television, otherwise the project becomes more complex, which endangers the time to market and of course will make it more costly, I think. Our current customers are within the age group of 40 plus. New products should reach a new market with customers that are younger than 40, and you talked about that before. And a last point, but also very important, our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products, which means that our corporate color and slogan must be implemented in the new design. So we have to keep that in mind. Well, according to our agenda, it's then time to take a decision on the remote control functions. So who has any idea about what should be on it and what shouldn't?
Well, you said it should only with one appliance, or with one, only the TV?
Yeah, only be used
and
for television.
And video also, or not?
Well, it says only for television.
Yeah,
all
right. Okay.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
So yeah, then you can, yeah. Requirements. No? Functions.
Mm-hmm.
Then it should have on, off.
Yeah. Standby, standby, volume channel, 1 till 20 numbers on
yeah.
it.
And
TV text doesn't have to be.
No.
Well. Other functions.
A button where you can change from one number to two numbers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The number,
yeah,
the name.
I think it's easy to implement a button with which especially do that, because some TVs, if you press this one and then the two,
it makes 12.
Yeah. Between 5 seconds, you make 12.
Yeah.
And that's,
okay.
that's not relaxed.
Yeah. and there are some models that don't accommodate that function. So the Philips television makes it possible in that indeed to press 1 and then 2 to make to reach channel 12, but
yeah.
All the television makes use of those buttons,
yeah.
where you first press that button and then press 2 digits to...
Yeah, so
to
you should have that one.
Yeah,
our main targets, HR,
Well, new products should reach a market with customers that are younger than 40, and now
40.
We have current customers... 40 plus.
Because younger people was younger people have 16 to 25 age are 81% interested in LCD screen. From 26 to 35 is 66%, and 36 to 45 is 55%. So I think to because on most remote controls the print plate will be broken in about 2 years. You have to press very hard
mm-hmm.
to go to the next channel. With the LCD screen, it's easier because you only have to wipe the screen to for a fingerprint.
Yeah.
And then you
but
can
I think
use it
that collides with our mission to make it very cheap, because
yeah,
LCD
okay.
screens are very expensive.
Yeah, but
touch screen probably even more. So
true.
Is it possible to make an LCD screen? How was the information?
Yeah, it only says that this percentage like LCD screen, because yeah, and it says that younger age between 16 and 45 highly interested in features more critical.
So perhaps we should focus on that LCD screen.
Yeah, because our target is 16 to 45.
Yeah, but will we not exceed our production?
You don't know how much it costs.
Is it possible to find out anyway?
No, I don't have any costs here. I only have percentages.
But if you would do an LCD screen, do you have don't you have any buttons? Or because if
yeah.
it only directs at the TV, then you only have. I don't know what you want
no,
to.
An LCD screen just like a drone here. It just displays several buttons.
Yeah.
For example. If you want the minimal use buttons such as channel and volume, it just displays 4 buttons on the screen, and
so
it's possible to press them down, just like the screen.
So you can adjust which buttons you want on the
screen.
You can make it possible
like
to do that.
For example, adjust the audio settings, press audio on the touch screen, you get the buttons for the audio settings.
Right.
So the other buttons are gone.
So we're going for an LCD screen?
Yeah.
I think it's the most
that's
easy
my,
thing.
And hoping that when we produce a lot, it won't be too expensive.
No.
Well, we had 1250, I guess,
yeah.
for
1250?
Production. Yeah, I don't know how expensive. Any guesses?
Well, I suppose if the if the young people are interested in LCD screens, we should make them.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is our market share to and our goal to deliver those.
But you also said that we should not only focus on the younger people, but also on the older.
Yeah,
and will they use it if it only has an LCD screen?
46 to 45, 32%, and 56 to 65, 12%. Project requirements are the new products should be reached for new markets with customers that are younger at 40.
But you don't want to alienate the other.
No, they're not now.
But if they also buy, it's alright.
Yeah, but the market share for 40 years and younger is higher than that of 65 and younger.
Alright.
Okay, so LCD it is?
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
Let's hope to reach those
if it gets
sales.
It gets too much, too expensive, then we should be sticking to rubber buttons.
Yeah,
Can you I think that they will send you some information about the cost of LCD screens.
No costs at all.
So if you you receive an email about that, can you post it in the or should we post that in our project map folder?
I think we all get the costs of everything.
Because you are the marketing
expert. Yeah, okay. I'll post it.
We should have a backup plan if we would use, but
sure.
Yeah. Okay, but for now it's
LCD.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you have 75% of users finding it ugly.
The LCD.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
that's
80%
a bit of a problem.
Of users would spend more money with a random remote who would look fancy.
Oh, that's a bit of a problem.
It all look fancy with
it looks fancy
screen.
When you have an LCD
but
screen.
They don't like it. They think it's ugly when it has an LCD.
Yeah, they're just the play remotes, not specific LCD remotes.
Oh, all right, absolutely.
So
yeah, maybe you can make something fancy out of an LCD remote because it's new,
mm-hmm.
as far as I know.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then you have the other thing that 75% sap a lot, but that's not a question with the LCD screen. Only thing you have to do is wipe the screen off once in time to get all the fingerprints off it.
Yeah.
Okay, what else does our remote need?
A mute button.
Mute button.
Mm-hmm.
I think
the most important things on a remote control are channel selection, volume input selection, and power usage, and the tailor text, but is not out of the question.
Shouldn't you put a button for teletext on the for the people who want to use it?
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, I've got a big remote which you have to fill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could make a separate menu on the LCD.
And it's also
less important things are screen settings, audio settings, and channel settings.
Yeah, they're less important, but I think they should be there.
Yeah, should be there, but not.
But in a sub menu or something like that. I think it's also important to make it possible to how do you call it in English? To not use batteries and use accu batteries to
sure
indeed.
Yeah.
So you can mount the remote control to
we should think
to
of
really
the 1250 we have.
Yeah, but
I don't know how much this is going to.
Okay, because when you get an LCD screen, you run it on batteries.
Yeah.
Batteries will be empty very soon.
Power supply is one of the most important things.
Perhaps you should be able to switch the control off if you have an LCD screen that burns all the time.
Yeah.
You shouldn't on and off. That's very extra that you have first to turn the remote on and then you can.
I think it's not that easy. Because I don't think people like it that you have to turn it on first and then use it.
Yeah.
I think it's better when the TV shuts down or the remote shuts down.
But
and
it's good
standby mode when you don't use it.
Yeah,
so
automatically.
Yeah, automatically.
Yeah.
After 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Minutes,
something
like that. And maybe a low battery indicator?
Yeah.
On the screen?
Sure.
That's before an hour. When it's got again, it gets empty.
Yeah.
And you have plenty of time to recharge it, or put it in a recharger.
So we are going for a recharger.
Yeah. It's
is it center? cable.
Yeah, because when you're watching TV, you're zapping, and you have to put it in the recharger.
Yeah.
No, when you're done with watching
the
television, you have to put
the batteries go hours. 6 hours.
Yeah, sure.
So
but you also forget to put it in.
Yeah,
then
you
it's on the couch and you don't.
But you also forget to buy batteries.
Yeah.
And then you can't use it. So.
Yeah.
Or we have to be sure that the batteries last a couple of days when they're charged.
Yeah.
So I think the battery should work a lot longer than a couple of days.
Yeah, because but you have LCD screen.
Yeah, that's
high power usage.
High power usage, so. It should be a standard move to put your remote control in the charger when you're done watching television. That's also a great advantage because you can't lose it anymore. Because you are obliged to put it in the charger and not to leave it in your couch between some cushions.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then you also have to have somewhere where you can put the charger near your couch. Because otherwise you have to walk along when you want to turn on the TV.
Just a small device.
Yeah, I think everything
has to be
like a telephone charger or something.
Yeah, just a cable or even a charger where you can mount it on.
Yeah.
Something like that. Just
okay.
Right. Okay, well.
Easy to use also. Voice share, speech recognition.
Functional designs for the elderly, and you could make it possible to enlarge the screen to make it possible to not display a button at 10 points.
I think that should be standard.
Yeah, but it is one of the functions you have to specify.
Yep. Okay.
Because we can look at perhaps 40 buttons at the screen, but the elderly only look at 2 buttons.
Okay.
And you said something about speech recognition?
Yeah, it says
speech recognition.
Yeah.
12:50.
That's also 91%, 16-25, 26-35 years, 76%, and 36-45,
35%.
So it's pretty
big. It's pretty big.
Yeah, even bigger than for LCD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's do speech.
Well, let's leave out all the remote controls and just put a microphone on top of the television.
You can clap or something.
Turn volume up.
Yeah.
Hey, that's an idea.
No, you should say the wrong thing.
Okay. Well, it has to be the remote control, that.
But they want to talk into the remote control or something?
Why not?
So we need to pay more for speech recognition in the remote control. So everything it says.
But do we want to implement that?
I think the LCD screen should
sufficient. Yeah.
But when you look at the percentages,
yeah, it says a lot.
Perhaps the option should be,
of course, even higher.
Why not?
Maybe because of the cost, but nobody knows how
Let's
much.
Hope to have some.
I think it's better to have LCD screen because in the area of 36-45, we have about 30% of the market share in our hands, and 55 of those. People want LCD screen at 35 on speaker recognition. So I think it's better to keep it with LCD screen.
But would it be useful to implement both?
Yeah,
one
with the cost allow it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that can be done with the cost of 12.50.
No, if it should be done, if it could be done.
Yeah.
We should do it.
But how would you like to implement that? That you say volume up and then close up?
Certain systems already exist, I think.
Then you also have to have different languages. If you go international, then
it's
easier to do French and Dutch and English.
But that should
be accommodated with some software.
Also with LCD screen.
Yeah.
Because then I think in Chinese it's different written, volume is different written than
Swahili
or something.
Now you can use icons for the speaker.
Yeah.
And that's better than language for the mic.
So you want to, it's
then
international. Okay.
What else?
So no speech recognition?
Well, if it could be done,
it
should be done.
Yeah, it could be done. It should be done.
Yeah, then with the different languages.
Yeah, that should be.
That's not so difficult.
Okay,
because
just make
I already
remote
use
for
several
each,
voice operated systems, and they are all possible to well,
you should adjust. Yeah.
Every language of dialects.
Yeah.
I think it's very difficult.
And you have to speak so that
yeah.
it can understand.
I think it can be implemented, but maybe.
We could use that as an option.
Yes,
if we
an option, yes.
Money left or something.
Yeah,
okay. 50 euro cents.
Let's do speech.
Speech recognition.
Okay, so we only do it when we have enough money left.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've written down an on or off button, volume selection, channel selection, digit from 1 to 0, or from 0 to 9, a digit button to switch between 1 and 2 digits, mute button, a separate menu for teletext, a battery indicator, we're going to use a docking station, and probably LCD, and if there's enough money, speech recognition,
mm-hmm.
and the possibility to enlarge buttons or to have large buttons.
Yeah. With teletext, it wasn't really important.
No.
But you also now have colors. I don't know if we should implement that.
Colors?
Yeah, when you press the red button, you go to page 102, and when you press the... I don't know if we should implement that. Because it says that teletext is not really important.
Shortcuts.
Yeah, the shortcuts. And you can't go to sport.
We could also implement the audio settings, screen settings, and channel settings, but as sub-menus.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mainly, if you turn the remote control on, you have to see 1 till 0, channel, and volume. And if you want to use teletext, screen, or audio, then you can press it.
Yeah.
It should be available, but not...
Yeah. Not directly available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so not too much teletext support, but in a separate menu. And
so actually, it is there, but it's
yeah, but
just not ready yet.
Yeah.
So it doesn't confuse the user.
You have to search
it
for it.
It has to be easy to use.
I'll search. if you want to use teletext, you can push the teletext button, and then the options become available.
Yeah, that's
right. Design of it.
Okay, but no more buttons or functions or.
No. What else can you do with that?
Are we forgetting something?
Yeah, I've got two examples here, but I don't think there's anything we're missing.
Do they pause for some meeting?
Well, we don't have a video.
Versus your presentation. You could check the other remote controls.
Yeah, you could look here.
Which one is here?
I don't know. The technical function. They're a bit small, you should stretch them because.
Technical functions.
I guess we've got them all.
Kijken wat je hebt voor remote play. Ja, dus eigenlijk. Ja, de zoom buttons.
En voor het TV?
Ja, widescreen, high screen, different things.
Unless you can put them on
yeah,
on
different
on light.
Yeah.
But that should also be a sub. Menu.
Yeah, it should be available, but then in separate screen settings or something.
Yeah. So we should also implement screen settings.
Yeah, screen settings, audio settings, teletext settings you have.
Yeah.
Channel settings.
Yeah. So you can program.
So those four and of course the main.
Yeah. So first see the main and the other ones you can go to.
Like tap screens or something or I don't know.
I hope we can do this.
There are a lot of options depending on what kind of television you got. Because if you don't got a widescreen television, you don't need the
no,
don't screen
need
settings.
Then you don't use it.
And if the television does not support such operations,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to use that tab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you leave it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it could be possible to have a standard version of the remote, an expanded version.
And do we want them in different colors? Or in the buttons, with different
yeah.
colors?
Colors, I think the main color of the remote control is the color of the LCD screen.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
we don't want
the device itself.
The device itself.
How many percent? 80%.
I think it's ugly.
We'll spend more money if it looks fancy.
Okay, so use a very lot of people.
Perhaps you can make adjustable front, like with its other
adjustable
front.
Adjustable front,
you can.
okay.
But I think that
well, make it available in different colors. Sure.
Yeah.
Red, white, blue, black.
rest
and
of
a see-through.
See-through Simpsons version.
If you press a button, it turns green.
Okay,
leave.
Well,
5 minutes.
Signal for our last final 5 minutes. So I have the things I just read. Then we have separate menus for teletext, screen settings, audio settings. And what else?
Channel settings.
Right. So you can program the TV. Perhaps you should throw them on in one pile, so options, and then you set them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have all those teletext, but teletext not.
Or like,
have
menu button
also a separate menu.
Yeah.
Yeah,
otherwise,
like
a menu button push menu, then you have main usage and all the settings.
Yeah.
Okay, but we can work that out later, I guess. So we're having a general menu with the most used functions. Teletext, screen settings, audio settings, channel settings. And maybe there are options for the remote itself, like large icons or small icons. Or what else?
I think because we don't have a lot of buttons on one screen.
Do we have any buttons?
Yeah, but or like we only have channel button, volume button, those buttons.
But
yeah,
there's also
on
the
LCD,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we don't have any normal buttons.
No, normal buttons. Yeah, maybe only the on and off.
Need on and off.
But we don't need the special. We don't need the special options menu for the remote itself.
No.
Okay.
Oh well, you should be able to set which TV you have. If you
Sure. Of course, you need the settings button or settings option for the remote control.
Yeah. But is an idea to use what you said. Normal on and off button for the TV?
No.
You don't have TVs,
we discussed that you could charge it, otherwise it jumps to standby mode.
Yeah, but not for the remote, but for the TV.
TV, of course. I think that's the best thing is that to implement that one in the menu with volume.
But not as normal button in the LCD.
Well, maybe there should be a separate button apart from the LCD because you can't turn it on when the LCD is off. So how do you turn the thing on? There has to be a one button on the remote.
Yeah, just tap it.
Tap the thing. Okay.
Yeah, then it's
and then
turn off.
The television is on also, or just the remote?
No, just the remote. The television don't have to be on. That one you can.
Yeah, it should be
on.
A standby mode.
Yeah, standby. Then press on the remote, press on, and then TV should be
Offendable.
Or not.
I don't know whether it's handy to have a normal on button, for TV, so you can turn it on and then you can choose the channel. Otherwise, you.
A normal button on the remote control or no?
To turn it on. Or you should put it in the LCD screen.
Yeah, because when you touch the LCD screen when it is in standby mode, it should pop on.
Yeah.
Okay. Why would it be handy to have a normal button?
Well, I guess if you use the LCD screen, you first have to start with the on button and you then turn and then the TV goes on. But if you have a normal on button on the remote, then you do the on and then you search your channel.
But I think the remote control, if you tap the screen, it always should jump to the screen which has the volume button, channel button, and of course also the on and off button.
I think it looks a lot more fancy if you don't have any buttons on the remote control.
No, actually we're going to be a button less.
Yeah.
No, okay, well, that might be a unique selling point.
If
we
can afford.
Okay, well, I guess we'll postpone for the discussion to our next meeting because we're running out of time. For now, we're having a lunch break. And then there will be half an hour for the next share of individual work. I will write the minutes if I can create them out of this. And put them in the project documents folder. And here are the individual actions for the other roles. And of course, specific instructions will be sent to you again by your personal coach, as we are. Okay. Well, thank you very much for now. And,
lunch.
Have a nice lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Food.
Should we put this back in our room?
Yeah.
Is that
Yes.
Yeah.